VIP Access on OFM.
Welcoming you to VIP Access, right here with me, Lucius Muchumi. It is an awesome evening, and every Monday evening we have a wonderful conversation. And I have to say, speaking to one talented and beautiful lady who always brings you great music and storytelling music videos, I love them all. She gave us Fixiate with a picture perfect music video as well. On the line, the one and only Shekinah. How are you, Shekinah?
Hey. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm sure that your day must be hectic.
My day was hectic, but it's Friday night and I'm like super chilled and also happy to be speaking to you.
I'm also excited to be speaking to you, like, honestly. So are you still having trouble with the name Shekinah, with people pronouncing it?
No, not anymore. I don't think so. I mean, but occasionally I get the weird pronunciation. I'm not against it anymore.
So you don't,
I accept.
You don't act weird when someone goes like, Shekinah.
No, I don't fight it anymore.
All right, no, I do understand. All right, let's get straight into this, all right? You have an album that's out, Trouble in Paradise. You know, I don't know why you decided to title the album Trouble in Paradise. Was there trouble actually in Shekinah's paradise for you to come up with a project like this? That was actually released on the 7th of May, by the way, if you're not aware. So, Shekinah, tell us. Trouble in
Paradise. Definitely, of course. Definitely Trouble in Paradise, and trouble in so many different forms,
yeah.
You know. And I think it was just important for me to keep people up to date, you know. I think that when I did my first album, it was just coming from such a young, new artist, new to the city, super excited to go and get her dreams. And, you know, I think Trouble in Paradise is just the adult version of me that has had her heart broken and fallen in and out of friendships and, you know, dealing with self-love issues. So I feel like they're just real adult talk, like, you know, paying tax, buying toilet paper, just all the adult things that other people are going through. And I think I really wanted Trouble in Paradise to be something that accompanied other people through their troubled times.
And I can see that so many emotions went through, by the way. So in the album itself, there's a song that's called Questions in the project. Now, can you break down the body of work in that song? What is your message that you were sending out within the track? What kind of questions were you actually asking yourself to create a song like this?
So I think Questions is literally that. It's like, I feel like you get to a certain age where you don't just go like head on into things. You don't have blind faith. You know, things are really, you take a lot of caution, I think. You know, once you've been burnt, once you've been hurt, you ask yourself a lot of questions before you do something, because you know the risk, you know. So I think that is what Questions is about. It speaks to me asking myself questions. What happens? Should I do this? Shouldn't I do that? And I don't want to give too much away because I want you to listen to the song. But it's definitely what we need to do more as people, ask ourselves questions before we do things, you know. It's just to avoid regret. And I think that's what the song is about.
Yeah, no, that is so true. And I have to say, the engineering within your project is just amazing. If I may ask.
Thank you.
Who worked on this project? Because whatever they touched turned to gold.
Yeah.
See what I did there? See what I did there?
I love it. I love it. I think a lot of people worked on the album. Like, a lot of people worked on the album. Like, I have a really beautiful piece of artwork out on my Instagram page. If you go check it out, I've listed all the producers and all the writers there. Yeah, so it was just really fun to work with everyone and cross-genre a bit sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you chose to work with only three features, by the way, for Trouble in Paradise. Why only those three? Why not more? Why Beatty? Why Luke Goliath? And why Una Rams?
Those are just people I admire so much. And I was super excited to work with them and I got the chance to. I think obviously there's so many more people that I do admire and want to work with, but it's about finding the right time, you know. Timing is everything. And I feel like hopefully sooner I'll be able to do more features at a better time. But Una Rams, Beatty, Luke Goliath are all people that I've wanted to work on something for a while now. So I'm happy that I finally got to.
And you got them!
I did!
So where can your fans find the album? Because I'm sure they cannot wait to get their hands on it.
So it is available everywhere, Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer, or YouTube even. The music videos are all up on YouTube. And you can follow me, or you can go to my website at www.shekinahd.com. All the information is right there. Whatever you need to know, all the links, all the pages connect right there.
Oh, thank you very, very much. Now, just jumping off the serious questions a little bit. So I would like to know, since we all know that we've been going through a pandemic at this point in time, but what does Shekinah do, you know, to get her mind off all of the pandemic issues and keep herself within the positive zone? And what do you do for fun, actually? How do you keep yourself busy and having fun through this whole thing?
I have been spending time with family. I think being an artist and being up and down and, you know, being away from home, I actually was able to come back home for quarantine and spend time with my family and people I don't get to see that often. So that was really cool. Another thing that I love to do is watch motivational talks. I literally watch one a day, and I feel like that keeps me, like, super grounded, you know. Well, fairly grounded, but it's enough to take me out of a bad mental space if I'm feeling a bit down. So there's lots of things that I do, but being at home is the best thing at the moment.
There's nothing that will ever beat being around family.
Right?
That's so true. Trust me. Shekinah, thank you very, very much for having a wonderful conversation with me.
Thank you so much for speaking to me.
The pleasure is all ours. Have yourself a great evening, by the way.
Same to you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Yep, and that was the one and only Shekinah. As you know, she's very talented. She's got magical vocals. She knows what she's doing when she's behind the mic. You are still tuned in to OFM, the sound of your life, and this is VIP Access.
VIP Access with Lucius Machumi on OFM.